This is KGPR Great Falls Public Radio for North Central Montana, coming out of Great Falls, Montana. And I have the privilege of having Great Falls' own mayor, Bob Kelly, on the line today. Hello, Bob.
Tom, good morning. Good afternoon, whenever you play this thing. Good to talk with you.
I think we're going to start with the declaration of a state of emergency. Now, that's not a time for panic, is it?
No, not at all, Tom, and I think it's important that your listeners realize that, you know, it's kind of becoming a common thing almost when the state has issued a state of emergency here in Montana, as of, I think, all 50 states at this point. The president has declared it, whatever the federal equivalent of that is, and the city declared the state of emergency as well. And really what that does, it's just a formal process to transfer some administrative and real powers to the various executives that are in charge. For example, the state emergency allows for the governor to really step forward and kind of cut through a fair amount of red tape. In the city of Great Falls, when Greg Doyne declared the state of emergency, of course, all the commissioners absolutely agreed to it, although that wasn't necessary, but we did. And Greg has the ability to suspend or change various city codes or ordinances around the town, and he was very quick to do that with a couple things that we thought would bring some quick relief to folks.
Now, does that open up state or federal funding, like a magic box of money?
You know, I'd like to say that it does, but it really doesn't. I think that one of the things that triggers funds that become available to us are the various declarations of these emergency issues. And when we opened up the Emergency Operations Center up on the hill by the airport up there, that triggers all sorts of access to resources going up through a chain of command that starts with the county health department, runs through our EOC folks up there. Both the county and the city are working up there. We funnel that up to the state level, and then, of course, Governor Bullock is fighting hard to get things here from Washington and various other vendors around the country for us.
Now, we're under a directive to stay at home. Now, what does that exactly mean?
Well, I think it means we have to use common sense. I mean, the purpose of a stay at home is to keep people out of circulation. And, of course, there are some things that are necessary that we have to do which are put into that stay-at-home order, and that is, you know, you've got to be able to go to the grocery store. You've got to get to the drugstore. You may have to go and drop your children off at daycare if you're a first responder or you need to get to work. But really what it is, it's a strongly worded statement that says we want you to be off the streets, out of places of mingling, whether it's a social environment or a necessary work environment, and do your best to just shelter in place.
Now, how long is that directive in place?
Well, at this point, I think it's good for several weeks, or until further notice for that matter. I know that the governor is doing this 2 or 3 weeks at a time and trying to give us some lead time, and I think that's great to have these intermittent chapters where we can kind of pause and get a breath. As far as the city, we are following the direction of the governor's lead, and we'll follow through with that probably through the end of this whole crisis that we're currently in right now.
Do you want to comment on some of the businesses in Great Falls kind of opening up early for senior citizens and some of the services offered by some of our stores as far as delivery and pickup?
Yeah, I think each store is kind of pivoting to a model that is working for them. I really applaud the grocery stores that are opening at various hours for only seniors to be in there, because we are, you know, I'm a senior, and that crowd is definitely the most vulnerable, although we are all vulnerable, and I have to underline that. Let me repeat that again. Any one of us can get this disease, whether you're a young person or an old person, but it seems as if older folks are more susceptible to it. So to create an environment to where folks can go in, it's less crowded. We can at least say hello to our neighbors as we stay 6 feet apart as we walk by them, and I think it's an opportunity to give some assurance to our older folks that they've got a special place and a special time to do the things that they have to do. You've got restaurants who are turning their business model into a takeout situation, which has been fantastic. Most of them have websites, which is important. And then, as well, going back to the grocery stores, I don't know if all of them are doing delivery and pickup, but I think if you have a favorite grocery store, it's worthwhile calling and seeing what their managers have arranged.
Now, this pandemic has caused the city to kind of cut back or change services, some for the good, some for the bad. Do you want to I don't know where you want to start with this. Do you want to comment on that, though, please?
Well, I think the best place to go to get current information, because let's face it, this is a really dynamic situation, and things are happening all the time. Some things are open, then they're closed, then they're reopened in a different way. I think the best thing people can do is go to the City of Great Falls website, which is greatfallsmt.net. But our biggest concern, Tom, is to make sure that we keep the city running. We want to make sure that the wastewater treatment plant is still working because they're staffed with critical personnel. The water treatment plant taking in to get clean water to your tap is critical that we have that. I know Northwestern is working hard to provide electricity to the city, and as well as our Public Works Department taking care of sanitation issues and snow removal if we indeed have another snowstorm that requires it. Not to mention, you know, certainly not last and certainly not least is our police and fire. These men and women are out dealing with the same situation they've dealt with, whether there's a virus or no virus. And their exposure to the public is really much higher than is wanted at this point, let's put it that way. So they're putting extra precautions in to take place there, but nevertheless they have to do their job. And that's all part of the city function. So there are departments that have shut down and folks are working from home, and there are departments where we have one or two skeleton staff in the city offices to man them. Best bet is to call the city and find out if that department that you care about is up and running and what the current status is of that. I will tell you that we still have parks. And as much as we want to shelter in place, the governor has recognized the need for people to get outside, to recreate with their families, and to get some fresh air, and so that they can get back in that hunker-down mode during the week and do the responsible thing, which this community is doing such a great job at.
That's a good point. I was at the River's Edge Trail, and there are people out and about safely, you know, keeping their distance.
That's right.
But you don't have to be locked up, because there's some... you know, you kind of get into a mental state being locked up all the time. Maybe watching TV, it gets a little depressing watching some of the news lately. Mm-hmm. So nothing like fresh air, getting out and doing a little bit of exercise.
Absolutely right. You know, and there's still snow in the mountains for those folks who can get up there and take advantage of it through snowshoeing or hiking or cross-country skiing. There's still 52 miles of trail around our river here in Great Falls. And access to being alone on a trailhead is just minutes away from Great Falls. It's one of those great things that we always celebrate about our community, but it's even more critical now for the folks who feel a need to get outside and get some air and kind of clear their head.
Now, you mentioned the sanitation department, the city sewers. How about the warning from the Public Works Department as far as, I guess there's a lack of toilet paper in town or...
Well, I don't know if there's a lack of it, but there's certainly a lack of sharing it, that's for sure. I think there's all the toilet paper that was here, I'm sure much of it is still around, but your point is well taken. The fact is that if you are running out of toilet tissue at home, just like you see signs in hotels, gas stations, et cetera, don't flush anything strange down a toilet, because it may disappear for now, but it's going to come back to visit you. Different diaper wipes, paper towels, things like that, they're not made in order to dissolve the way that toilet paper has. So I would say that if nothing else, you can go door to door and have a sign that says, if you have any, get me some. And for those folks who do have toilet paper in abundance, it's time to open up the stockpile and kind of share with your neighbors.
Absolutely. You want to comment on this 211? I guess there's a program out there. It's a referral service.
Yeah, Tom, that's a great point. You know, this is a very interesting time because I think there are various levels of situations going on out there with how people are coping with this. There's some people who their life may or may not have changed drastically. They've been able to telecommute and work out of their home. They may have more kids around than they're used to doing, but the families can manage that. And people have the means to carry on. There are other people who are getting laid off and who are unemployed, and they're struggling with next week's paycheck and what bill do I pay, what bill don't I pay. Of course, we're trying to make it easy. The state is trying to make it easy. So is the federal government. The city has suspended any late fees for folks who are unable to make their utility payments on time. I know that the state has come out and said that there'll be no evictions or foreclosures. This doesn't mean that landlords don't get paid. It's just that they're not getting paid in a timely manner. And that in and of itself is an issue. So it depends on your individual situation exactly how much and what type of inconvenience, frustration, and pain that you're suffering through this whole thing. Not to mention, you know, sooner or later, we're all going to know somebody in this town that is affected with the virus. We're just about a dozen now. I think we're at 11 in the county, and hopefully we can stay in double digits before it gets any worse. But there is help is out there. One, the United Way of Cascade County has done a tremendous job of putting together a website of the various agencies in town of who can help and where you can get help. And if you have the ability to help, they also have a volunteer site there. Now, we're not going to have you gather in places and do a typical volunteer experience, but there are ways digitally and virtually to help out. But then there's also the Voices of Hope hotline, which is 211, not unlike the old 411 we used to dial for information back in our day when we were young, Tom. But 211 is you'll be answered by a live person, and they can direct you to the resources that you feel you need. And it also, if you have something you can give, it could be toilet paper for that matter, you can dial 211 and offer what you can to help care for the community.
Now, the Great Falls or City of Great Falls website is very informative, and I recommend people to visit the World Wide Web on that. City Commission meetings, are they canceled?
No, they're not. What we've done, they're on. There's one coming up on Tuesday night, as a matter of fact, and they are streamed live on television on our cable channel that's there, and then we'll, of course, be playing them again the next day. The agenda is posted up on the city website. If people have a comment they would like to make, then they can send an email. They'll be directed where to send the email. I think it's greatfallscommissioners@greatfallsmt.net. And those will be read into the record by the clerk that evening for any comment that people want to make. And we're also trying to make it available for people to be able to call in during the meeting or participate. But stay tuned on that. There'll be notification up on our website as we work out the technology. What we have done, Tom, though, in recognizing that, you know, this is not the most convenient way for the public to make their opinions heard, is we've taken the more controversial things or the things that we think will generate, strong opinions on either side of the decision, and going to postpone those as long as we can so that we give people the opportunity to come physically down the city hall and participate in the process as it was designed to do. In the meanwhile, we're working, as well as other cities and towns around the state, to make sure that we're as transparent as possible and as accessible as possible and as open for people to come and feel as if they're participating in the process.
We've had a lot of cancellations of upcoming events and postponements, like Western Art Week.
Yep.
Looks like that's going to happen in the fall. The Icebreaker, I think, has been postponed to the fall.
Right.
Adult basketball season has been canceled, although you are still accepting adult softball registration, and you're going to have to reevaluate that in time. I'm thinking the municipal courts, are they open, closed?
Well, I think fortunately I haven't been to court for a while, so I don't know. But I think that a call down to the city would answer that question
sure.
for you. I do know that open court is closed, and there's able to, you know, we're able to do some things from an administrative standpoint that maybe we couldn't do a month ago because of the kind of relaxation of some policies that may be put in place. But I have not been staying on top of the municipal court situation.
I know the library is closed.
Yes.
How about the golf courses?
The golf courses are open from a recreational standpoint. We think that's important, and I want to remind your listeners that the City of Great Falls doesn't run the golf courses. Those are run by Corsco, which is a private management firm that's been running those courses for about a year. I will say that I've gotten some correspondence from folks that are concerned about people playing up there, and the management up there has done a couple things to, we think, create some safe practices. One is everything is done through a window transaction as far as greens fees, et cetera. The cups, this is a great time to practice your putting because the cups are raised out of the hole so that you don't have to reach into a dirty cup to grab your golf ball. If you hit the cup, it's good to go. There are cart restrictions on how many people in a cart and who can ride in a cart, and various restrictions about access to the bathroom. So they're trying their best. We're monitoring it. If we feel at any time it is not going well and people are not being responsible, I'm pretty sure that our Parks and Rec folks will make a recommendation that we shut it down. But right now it is open.
Well, we are living in uncertain times right now, uncharted waters, so to speak, but it's not a time for panic. What do you have to say to the Great Falls residents?
Well, I think a couple things. One, I'd just like to thank everyone who is listening to this for their responsible behavior as far as this physical distancing, the social distancing that we're doing. I see it all over the place, and I see people taking that seriously, and I want to just say thank you for that. The second thing is that it's really this disappearance of predictability in our lives that can be very frustrating to people. And when we say one day at a time, I mean, it's truly one day at a time here and one foot in front of the other. We need to support each other, which I think is happening. We need to make sure that we find the people who are most vulnerable, isolated elders, people in wheelchairs, people who need to get to doctor's appointments. And we need to be able to help them navigate the different alternatives to their issues. So I think what I'd like to say, Tom, is I'm very proud to be here. I think the Great Falls can be the model community of the country to demonstrate what responsible behavior can do and how much it can affect going forward. We're in this for a long time. This isn't going to be over next week. It's not going to be over in 3 weeks. There's talk about peaking and when we reach the apex of this. Those are mathematical formulas, and they've been wrong before, and they'll be wrong again. But in the meanwhile, I think we need to stay strong. We need to continue following the advice of the experts, and we need to take care of ourselves and take care of each other.
I want to thank our guest, Great Falls Mayor Bob Kelly. Thank you so much for being on Local Public Radio.
Tom, always a pleasure, especially to talk to a local audience. Thank you for your service in making sure we get good information out to the people. Really appreciate it.